Purple Project Podcast Nation. Welcome on board again with this K-State Podcast. Eddie Greer, your host for the Purple Project Podcast. All things K-State. Busy night for me for this podcast you're recording. It's going to be a chilly night, folks. into the morning, and pretty much for next 2 days or something like that. But I think the worst will be tomorrow morning when we wake up in the morning. But speaking of worse, K-State avoided the worst situation possible there. Radford with a charge late in this basketball game, men's basketball postcast edition. Radford with a late charge late. At what point this was a 14-15 point game in the second half. And K-State let Radford right back in the ball game. Fortunately enough, K-State closed them out there with a 73-65 victory in the part two of the doubleheader today here. As I'm sitting here recording this on Wednesday night, late Wednesday night, December 21st, 2022. There, Naquan Tomlin had himself an afternoon. Naquan Tomlin, without even not really knowing his back history, going all the way back to the summer, this summer here on this podcast, not even really knowing him that much. Well, I don't know him personally, but knowing just a little bit about his facts and whatnot, this dude only played a handful of college basketball games, not even that, and he walloped the Highlanders 26, which was the game high to Giles, Kevin Giles, whatever his name is, had 20. On the other side, but without those 26 points, boy, they were in a dogfight. K-State was in a dogfight with Radford pretty much there. I think at one point at halftime, it was 31-28. Cats led at halftime there, and then K-State, you thought they would walk away with this game here, especially with, 6 minutes to go in the game. They're up 14, and then Radford punches right back there, and it had to take a little bit stronger finish for K-State men, but they avoided the worst-case scenario, lose going to Christmas break. But now K-State, Jerome Tang, 11-1, squad up and heading to a huge matchup. Finally, we can look ahead. Not that we have already to West Virginia here. I almost jinxed it. Meanhouse almost jinxed it there by looking over Radford, but we got to give Radford a lot of credit in his basketball game for making it tough on these guys early. And it's going to only help K-State going in a Big 12 play. Look, I don't have to keep on saying it, repeating myself on this podcast, but the Big 12, particularly with the men's, no matter if it's Oklahoma State, Oklahoma, you know what you're going to get with the KUs, the Baylors, the Texases, even the Texas Techs of the world there, but how you respond in Big 12 play, we're about to find out here next weekend when everything resumes for basketball on the men's and women's side. Men taking on Huggy in West Virginia Mountaineers. You know, that's setting up for a heavyweight fight right off the bat. You got to deal with some pesky shooters, and you know what you're going to get from that defense, full court press all the way around. Naquan Tomlin, back to him, 26 points. 26-9, hit a three to get the Cats on the board early in this game, 11-18, goodness gracious, I'm telling you something, man, you get this, again, I've said this in the last couple episodes, particularly with men's basketball, you get a third score here, consistent one would be nice, especially with Keontae Johnson and Noel, the defense, focusing on Marquise Noel, 10 points, 11 assists, so he did have a double-double, 10 points, 11 assists, 4 rebounds. He's getting ever so closer to that mark there, which was said by Cole Manbeck on the assisting front on their podcast, the 3-Mod podcast there as well, the numbers guy. We talk little numbers over here, but we're going to let the other guys talk about that kind of stuff. We can just set them up right there as well. Keontae Johnson, 16 points on the afternoon here. 16-7, add addition of 3 assists, but went 0-for from the downtown, 0-4. Yeah, as well, K-State did shoot almost 50% from the field, actually, despite all that, but under 30% beyond downtown in this basketball game here. So K-State dodged the bullet. Jerome Tang, I don't have, at this moment in time, I do not have any of his quotes up here. So that's going to have to be maybe for next week, probably sometime. Because next week, oh, by the way, we got a special treat for you guys next week on this podcast. But, yeah, so K-State now, one non-conference game left. There is one. The women already complete their non-conference schedule. So they looking fully ahead to Big 12 play, right? So now the men, one more non-conference game. That is the SEC Big 12 Challenge against Florida, which I'm going to be there for that one right here in Manhattan, Kansas at Ken Bramus Coliseum. I cannot wait for that game, man. Ooh. But anyways, with all this, you know the storylines with that one, right? I don't have to explain it to you because I've already kind of shared it across the board throughout the fall semester every time I've brought the Florida game up for the last, last several weeks on this podcast. So, Jerome Tang now, they're focused now, Big 12 play. We'll see what happens. There was a daily early this week, go back and check it out, about the men's and women's basketball team and their trajectory. They're already at 10 wins. Now, after today's completion of this doubleheader, they're now both at 11 wins on this season there as well. So you finish 500, and with the men, you finish around 500 conference play. You're going to see these teams twice, round robin, twice, right? You have a chance to get in the tournament. That's just what it is now. That's what, 9 teams, right? Yeah, 9 teams. So you're at 11 wins, right? You would get half of that. That'll put you at a 20-win season, and that doesn't even count, obviously, the Big 12 tournament after the regular season is over. So you're positioning yourself pretty well. If you're K-State, you finish top half of the league, you're definitely going dancing. That is for sure here. You cannot go into conference play. Look, West Virginia, right? And then Alex talked about this on this week's edition, which came out already, episode 135 of the Pro Project Podcast Weekly. Go check that out wherever you get your podcast there as well. But, hey, now you rest up, enjoy time with family, obviously, with Christmas break. And then, before you know it, it is going to be gearing up time, so you have all week to prepare for West Virginia. But K-State escapes in Manhattan, or at home, I should say, against Radford. Pesky-ass Radford, 73-65. Let me make sure that's right. I'm going to give Radford the credit now. Yeah, 73-65, final score this afternoon from the game. So K-State sweeps the doubleheader once again. And now both teams looking ahead to a tough Big 12 conference schedule. I did say be on the lookout for next week's edition of the Pro Project Podcast Dailies. I'm gonna take it back a little bit here as we look back a little bit at some of the key sporting moments in all sports. This is K-State. This podcast focuses on all K-State sports, not just football, not just men's basketball, not just that, but all things K-State sports. And I figure, you know what? Let's look back a little bit to each sport and let's pick out an iconic memory from the year. We're going to dive in on all sports for sure. Of course, football has a lot of them. Of course, not including the Sugar Bowl, which is coming up next Saturday afternoon, morning/afternoon down in New Orleans here. Hopefully, we'll get through this little Arctic weather here that's going to come at us here shortly. Here, those of you listeners who listen in Manhattan, Kansas, bundle up. Stay safe out there, folks. It's going to be brutal with all caps there. But, yeah, I'm definitely going to take a look back at, you know, some of the great, good memories of 2022 in each sport. So be on the lookout for that. Those are going to come out. I'll tell you this right now. Those are going to come out on the nightly edition of Pro Project Podcast Daily, which has been coming out 2 times a week. So I will keep that thing moving through the end of the calendar year, and those will be only at 6 p.m. It might start either Saturday or Sunday. I don't know. Well, actually, Sunday night will be episode 136 of the Pro Project Podcast Weekly with our returning special guest, one of the podcast favorites on this show. Be back with us tomorrow, actually, to break down the signing class. I'm excited for that. I'm geeked out for that. I cannot wait for that as well. So, but yeah, I just want to give y'all a heads up on that as well. So it might start Saturday, depending on how many I take out. We got to go through a whole gauntlet. There are some special moments from K-State Athletics this year that we got to be proud of, K-State Nation, for sure. So that kind of get overlooked with all the other podcasts. I'm just saying, but definitely some iconic moments in Definitely, or a recent one, you got to go back to football. Big 12 champions over TCU, which was undefeated at that moment in time. TCU in the college football playoff, taking on Michigan, representing the Big 12 next weekend in those hard hitting games as well. So you probably already know that one's going to come up there again, and maybe another one as well on the football front as well. But I'm not going to spoil it any more of it than I already had right there. So I want to give you guys Wildcat Nation heads up on that, as well as, well, there's not going to be too much going on for the exception of All-State Sugar Bowl prep with K-State taking on Alabama in the All-State Sugar Bowl. But I will definitely still have create more content for y'all on this edition coming up next week. The Pro Project Podcast. Get it wherever you get your podcast. That is going to wrap it for this postcast edition on the men's basketball side. On this edition of the Purple Project Podcast, make sure you tell a friend. K-State 73, Radford 65. K-State, Jerome Tang and company now off to 11-1 start.